Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Stevie Anderson radio show. I hope all is well, everyone. It's that time of year again. And let me tell you, this year passed by fast. It really passed by fast. The music that you listen to right there, that's Shoni Morrell. That's Shoni, S-H-O-N-N-I-E-M-U-R-R-E-L-L. Very, very talented. And she's open for bookings. You can reach on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and that's the way she's really, really good. Also, too, you get a chance. You guys can go to steviehelps.me. That's steviehelps.me. Also, you guys, for you golfers, you go to Switch Grips, S-W-I-T-C-H, Grips, G-R-I-P-S. Switch Grips is a company. They have custom grips, you can more or less say, that fit your need in your golf swing. You can literally feel, for your golfers, it's like having, say you're in the kitchen cooking, where most people would be, and you have your favorite knife that you're cutting your turkey, and it can be chicken, whatever it may be that you're cutting food-wise. That's how the grips are designed. I love them. They're good. So check that out. Also, too, I want to hit on today's day, which is the 20th of November. I want to touch on, too, guys, we still have to keep putting out these prayers. The wildfires out there in Los Angeles. So many people have lost their lives. And I'm going to talk about that too. Hold on one second. I might have a caller coming in. Let me see what's going on. Hello? Hold on one second. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. I have a caller.
Yes, I'm a caller.
Who's calling? Yes, who's calling?
My name is Vivian Shalal.
Vivian Shalal. Okay. Yeah. Okay. How you doing, Vivian? I was actually getting ready to go to the show, and I was just kind of like getting it started and putting a little spice on it, just giving thanks to the artists and to a company with Switch Grips and to my website. But Vivian, where are you calling from right now?
I'm calling from Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Ooh, this is the Vivian I know, the real Vivian.
Yes.
For you guys, Vivian used to work. I used to work when I stopped playing professional sports. For you guys that don't know, I started working with a company, Experience, out of Dearborn, Michigan, and it was actually, we sponsored more or less promoting Ford, and we traveled all across the United States. Vivian, I don't think it's anyone in the world, not in a bad way, Vivian, not being mean, but this girl you never get bored. She can talk. When you think you don't want to talk, you're going to talk. She keep you laughing. Very, very, just extremely spirited person, and everyone that's been around Vivian, they know that. But Vivian, I want to talk more. I want you to call back because we have so much to talk about on another show. I have a lot to discuss here. So the topic today we're talking about, are we truly thankful for what we have? So I guess you're going to come join me in the show a little bit tonight. You have time?
Yes, actually I do.
Okay, Deviv. You know, I used to say that when I kept, you know, I told people this. For some reason, I'm from Louisiana. People know me from the country. It's country. I'm from Louisiana, quiet place. But everybody in Louisiana, for some reason, we always have a nickname for everybody we meet. We're going to give them a nickname. I don't care. We're going to always give them a nickname. So I came up with Deviv. And I love this, to say that to her. So if I say that during the radio show, you guys understand. So, Vivian, are you thankful now? Are you truly thankful for what you have?
Oh, I'm thankful for everything I have. Truly blessed.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this then. Let me say this. Vivian, I'm going to read the definition. I want you to come in. We're going to talk about it. So the definition is the expression of gratitude, especially to God. And
okay,
appointed for giving thanks and divine goodness, and also too, just touching on the Thanksgiving, and then we're gonna get to talking there, is that in North America, an annual national holiday marked by religious observances, a traditional meal including turkey, the holiday, I think that's come. And commemorates a harvest festival celebrated by the pilgrims in 1621 and is held in the United States on the day last month of November. So, I'm truly thankful, but I'm going to say this, you know, this been to me, this Thanksgiving, this the way I see it. I mean, it's getting to me like outrageous, and I'm going to say this because the fact is, it's like, literally, I can count the Christmas commercials in October. I mean, are you kidding me? It's like we're forgetting Thanksgiving. I mean, that shows you how backwards we're becoming, and who's allowing this to happen? Who's allowing this to be viewed this way? Because it's like, to me, I mean, I know people are about Christmas. You know, I am too. I love Christmas. But, I mean, there are people not even make it to Christmas. You look at them, I know you've been following some of the tragedies out there in at those wildfires in California. That's so sad. I mean, that's very, very sad with the wildfires. There are some people that's still missing. So there's people looking to go to Christmas, but they won't even make it to Christmas. They're forgetting about Thanksgiving and being thankful. I'm not saying those people, that's the sad way that what's going through, but I'm just saying there are certain people out in the world that's forgetting about Thanksgiving, the people that's here. And, you know, we have to be thankful. I mean, we have to be thankful for what we have. I'm not saying being complacent or anything or unappreciative for sure. But Thanksgiving is about giving, and you turn around is giving thanks. You know what, Viv? I saw a commercial today. I was looking at a commercial, and they were actually promoting and bringing gifts for Thanksgiving now. I mean, what do you think about that?
I feel like it's too early for all that. You know, about the Christmas.
Yeah, I'm saying they're forgetting about Thanksgiving. And I feel
exactly.
They're forgetting about Thanksgiving.
I feel like we should, you're right, right. I feel like we should be thankful for everything we have, like little things that some people don't have, such as, you know.
Right.
You look at the people, like you mentioned, in California with the wildfires. I mean, they don't have water. You can't survive without water. You know, they're losing their homes. Some of them are even having to get out of the fires in their vehicles and drive as fast as they can. I mean, they don't have oxygen, and it's ridiculous. And here we are just going on and on about Christmas. Even some of the radio stations are playing the music, and we still have Thanksgiving. you know.
That's true.
So I agree 100%.
That's true.
We should all be thankful for what we have. There's a lot of things we should all be thankful that we have that we can't live without, such as water.
You know what, too?
I mean,
yeah, it's true. And you look at it like, there are people out there, and now they're starting things. They just sort of Black Friday, I believe, is on Thanksgiving evening, right? Black Friday now is on Thanksgiving evening.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still trying to spend
yeah.
time with your family, but now they put you out there right now to go out there and spend some more money, spend money, and you still. This is the time you're supposed to be sharing with your family, our friends. You know, and I'm saying this is my thing. This is my thing. Do you remember the days when Sundays were like family days and holidays, you know, stores was closed? You remember those days there? I mean, we're not telling our age, but yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Stores used to be closed on Sunday, and guess what? People were more appreciative and more family-oriented back then than they are today.
Yeah,
they were thankful. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just agreeing regarding the shopping on Thanksgiving night. When I was a kid, that was never, ever would happen. They were closed. Now it's all about business and money, and you've got people lined up starting at 5, 6 o'clock, leaving family and friends dinner just so they could get the bargain that they think they're getting.
Exactly. Exactly. While they're missing the whole concept of Thanksgiving, they're missing that togetherness and just depreciation. They're totally missing it. And
right.
I can also, Vivian, I can count the times that I've heard people even talk about Thanksgiving. You know, that's just sad. I mean, these are people of greed who want to build a company, pushing, driving to spend money, and much. It's just getting out of control. It's getting out of control.
Yeah.
And I've seen it, and it's been hit. I've watched that. I've been watching that ever since October. And some of these same people, they don't believe in Thanksgiving. They don't believe in Christmas. But they want you to go out there and hustle like a little puppet. They want you to be their little puppet. Go out there and shop and buy. And I can spend, listen, let me tell you something. If you have the money to shop for Christmas, a little money, do it. If you have a lot of money, do it. I love Christmas. Yeah, I love, yeah, your presents is a good thing. You know, I mean, we host a tar drive every Christmas, a tar drive for kids. So I love to do that, and everyone that knows me and around me love to do that. But you know, but you have to watch and pay attention not to lose the spirit of Thanksgiving. You have to watch that. And you know, you find at times when we was traveling with Ford, there are some times
mm-hmm.
I remember I had some shows doing Thanksgiving. But you still, the friends that you had around you, that was your family. That was your family. And we appreciate being around our friends, and that's our family at that time. And sometimes we have friends that are closer than our own family members. And those are the same people and the true friends, not wanting anything more but be your friend. And those people that's traveling out there and will be traveling during Thanksgiving, you have those people that will be traveling during Thanksgiving that may not be able to, or there are people that won't be able to sit down and have a meal, but the spirit is within them. It's within them.
Exactly.
You have to, it's in you. You know, it's in you.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What do you do on Thanksgiving, Viv? I mean, I know y'all do it special up there in Michigan. How y'all do it up there? How is the weather up there right now?
We have some snow. Just a little
mm-hmm.
bit. It snowed overnight, but some of it already
mm-hmm.
melted. But it's a tradition
mm-hmm.
in Michigan for those NFL fans to watch or attend the Detroit Lions. And I'll be at the Detroit Lions game working and then spend some time with family and friends.
Well, you know what, Vivian, some of you said that because I want to give thanks to who's ever organizing, especially the Macy's Parade.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know how long it's been going on, but it's been going on for a long time. Because I remember looking at it when I was much younger. But, you know, I look forward to that parade. I used to sit down and watch the parade. And
always.
I felt like I was
mm-hmm.
there at the parade, seeing the big turkey, you know, coming across there, you know. And I give thank you for the organizers doing the Macy's Parade, for the sports events, for the NFL, the military, the PGA, all those parades that's going on. And I know there's many others, and it's a and I hope the list continues to be longer, because that's what we need to have, and that's a good thing. But yeah, I forgot about that. I think I talked a few years ago. I was blessed to have a younger brother play with the Detroit Lions, and how he scored his touchdown on Thanksgiving. It was fantastic. But yeah, and at the same time, Viv, Vivian, talk to me. Tell me what else you do. Viv, do you cook? I don't think you cook, do you, Viv?
I don't really cook. That's too much work.
Ain't
nothing
wrong with that. What you say?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, I'm not trying to put you out there worldwide, but you say you don't cook beer?
No, very rarely.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know what? Let me tell you something. My mom, when I was a little boy, my mom, true story, my mom couldn't cook, right? Straight up, she couldn't cook. I used to remember she used to buy TV dinners. They called TV dinners back in the day. They had little dinners, and they had like a little foil on them, and you put them in the oven.
Oh, yeah.
And then and that's the way you ride out. You eat that TV dinner and keep going, right? But my mom,
yeah.
many days, the oven would be just smoking. You know, you think you'd call the fire department. She burned her ass out. But I'm saying
yeah.
She tried, and she started doing it. But the way today it is right now, you don't have to cook. I mean, everything right now with the technology, with the microwaves and the foods they have already ready to go, you don't have time. You don't
yeah.
have time to cook. As much as you're on the road, when you're a travel person like you, you don't have time to cook. You don't even need to worry about cooking. So I'm just teasing you on
right.
that. I'm just teasing. But, Viv, I have something
I want
to talk about. For real. You know, I want to talk about something. Do you know, Viv, that there's nine countries that celebrate Thanksgiving? That's the
yes,
truth.
I believe
nine
it.
Countries celebrate Thanksgiving. And, you know, well, number one, there's Canada, China, Germany, there's Grenada, that's also to Japan, Norfolk Island.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You have South Korea, Liberia, Vietnam, and these countries celebrate Thanksgiving. Now, whenever you want to go, you know, you hang in with me if you want to now on the show. So if you need to go, you let me know. But I'm gonna go through this for a minute. Do you know Canada? That's the tradition is much older in Canada. Thanksgiving, okay. The first Canadian Thanksgiving is believed to have been held in 1578. So, and they celebrate it in the second Monday of October. But before I get into that, I'm gonna say this though. You know, you have we have to give thanks to, and I'm not gonna talk about too much of the whole, basically how the Thanksgiving got started, because of the massacre that happened with many Native Americans and whatnot. But, you know, we have to thank them. And I think a lot of times we tend to forget that for what they did and what they've done with the teaching and natural healing of doctors and you know, culinary. I mean, they're fantastic, and I think lot of times we tend to forget that. So you know, we have to definitely thank them for that. But let me go this. I'm gonna go over here. First of all, let me do this. I'm gonna give also too in China. China celebrates an annual holiday around the 15th day of the 8th month. of the lunar calendar and a celebration known as the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it typically falls in the late September or early October. But see, Viv, that's wonderful that you have other countries that's doing so.
Mm-hmm.
See, we always, Go ahead, I'm listening, go ahead.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I agree. We should have that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate things.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you a question. You said, and I'm going to go back to these countries, but what do you eat, Vivian, for Thanksgiving? What you eat? I mean, talk to me. You have stuffing, you have turkey, you have...
Oh, I've eaten usually the mom tradition. She's not around anymore, but it would always be the typical turkey, mashed potatoes, salad, vegetables.
You're making me hungry.
And just
yeah.
Thankful. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tradition.
Yeah.
But
you know
what? We do.
That's right. That's right. Also, too, I'm going to get back to this. You have Germany celebrated, and this is the annual harvest festival in Germany known as the, it's called the Erntedankfest or something like that. Hey, especially. For any Germans, if I'm messing up, you call and correct that for me. It's typically held on the first Sunday in October. Okay? It's called the Erntedankfest. Okay, on fourth, you got Grenada. And this is interesting here with Grenada. All of them are interesting, but the island nation in the 1983 military corporation execution of popular prime minister Maurice Bishop, and which left the country in chaos. Concerned about Cuba exerting communist influence on the country welfare of some 800 Americans, medical students, enrolled at the University of the Island. Now, check this out. President Ronald Reagan invaded the island. Ronald Reagan invaded the island on October 25th, 1983. Of course, leaving a widespread of criticism. Yeah, globally. I didn't know this was very interesting. I didn't know this. And I'm going to tell you something about that, too, why I didn't know. Many Grenadians were grateful, having learned of the American tradition and putting together a Thanksgiving fest. And for American troops across the country, since this invasion, October 25th has been named Thanksgiving Day on that island. You know, I talked about Thanksgiving via a couple years ago, I think a year ago. And when you, I'm gonna say this to a lot of your parents out there. Stop hiding history from your kids.
I was just going to say, from the children.
You know, Vivian, I grew up in a country, I mean, not town, it's called Jonesboro, very, very small. I say country because my family on both sides live in the country. My dad and my mom, they were raised up in the country. I'm talking about in the woods, thick woods, right? So we would go out there and we would hunt and fish and things like that. But even in my school, growing up in those areas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, they're doing it now. But back in the day, the history was so hidden. There's so much that you didn't know. And we have to, families, tell your kids, don't be afraid to tell your kids the history. You got to talk to them. And not just Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, or Texas. Not even saying Texas, because Texas, they know a lot of history in Texas, I believe, more than we do in Mississippi and Alabama, Louisiana, because Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, we all there together. It's all there together. But we have to start teaching our kids the history. Stop being afraid to tell them the truth. Number five, Japan. On November 23rd, people in Japan celebrate a holiday similar to both Americans' Thanksgiving and Labor Day. Number six, we have Norfolk Island. It's off the East Coast, Australia. okay, home to just over 2,000 people, okay, home of just 2,000 people, and in the 1800s, American Isaac Robinson visited the island and held a tradition Thanksgiving at a local church. You know, Robinson died soon thereafter, but the tradition has persisted among locals to this day. Rather than on the fourth Thursday in November, Norfolk Island celebrates Thanksgiving on the last Wednesday of the month. Now, I'm going to go to number seven. You got South Korea. Similar to American Thanksgiving also, the holiday is known as Chuseok Day, held in mid-late September, falling on the 15th of the month. And number eight, and I have one more after this, number eight, Liberia, was founded by free American slaves in 1847. Liberia's cultural culture and government is influenced heavily by the United States. I'm going to say it again. Its government is influenced heavily by the United States. They celebrate Thanksgiving on the first Thursday in November versus United States the last Thursday in November. Last one, number nine, Vietnam. Similar to China, the Vietnamese equivalent to American Thanksgiving is held on the 15th day of the eighth month on the lunar calendar. By the way, lunar calendar is a calendar, guys, based upon monthly cycles of the moon phase and contrast. Basically, it's a solar calendar whose annual cycles are based only directed upon the solar year. So there you have nine countries that celebrate Thanksgiving. And sometimes, you know, we'll look at us just in the United States that we're the only one doing it, and we're not. That's celebrated all across the United States. But, so, I mean, so what? Let me ask you a question about this Thanksgiving. You said you're truly thankful for what you have, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things that people don't have. Like a roof over your head, a plate of food,
right.
Family to spend time with, family or friends,
right.
Where a lot of folks don't have that.
Right.
Mobility, even vehicles, trains, bikes, somewhere to get to your actual family. Some people can't visit their family and friends because they don't have transportation.
You know what? You said that. Check this out. I was out yesterday. I stopped at this store, and I was talking to this gentleman. I gave him a business card, and he said that people do tend to forget how thankful they are. He said that it's an older gentleman. He's probably in his 70s, close to 70 years old, in his late 60s. He said that he's thankful to have a vehicle. He said one time his vehicle broke down, and he forgot how thankful he was just to have transportation, because where he lives, he needs transportation. Now, you're in Manhattan, okay, you don't need no transportation. I mean, you catch Lyft, Uber, whatever, taxis, walk. But you're in Texas, Florida, Louisiana, these other places in the Midwest, you need some wheels. You need some tires to get you around.
Especially Michigan.
And let me tell you something, too. And you
no
and I both
public
can,
transportation.
Yeah. And you and I both can touch on this. And I'm not trying to, I don't want you to get upset and everything. But, you know, my mom, girl, I miss the times when she, you know, when she can cook. And I still can have that taste of some of the foods that she cooked, the way she made her dressing. I haven't found that one person yet made a dress like my mom. You know?
Nope.
And when that's gone, it could be any situation of life, someone that's close. It not to be someone that's close. It could be a friend, associate that they just, that they had something that's made you smile and you laugh. But going with my mom, you know, you start thinking about those times. And I know a lot of people out there, all of us out there can relate to that. And like I said, I give prayers out to all the loved ones, the families that lost loved ones in the fire and these tragic shootings. I know it's hard. I have a buddy of mine back at home, really close friend. He lost his mom. I know both of them, the sister. And I briefly talked to him, but I know it's a hard time. But we have to keep our prayers going and move forward and learn the teachings that they taught us. That's how we get through. You know, Thanksgiving originally was meant to give thanks. Our harvest, our lives, and what God blessed us with. You know, and we have to return to our original focus. We're so, like I said earlier, I said we're getting so backwards, and we're allowing people to change what should be inside you. You know, the spirit, having it inside you, thanks, really appreciative. And I meant what I said earlier. There are some people, Vivian, you and I are not promised tomorrow.
No.
Yeah. No. We hope and pray. No. We hope and pray we get through. But there are some people going to live tomorrow wishing that they was dead. You don't know what's going to bring. You just pray, be thankful, be appreciative.
Absolutely.
Of what you have and what we have. I'm gonna get to these Bible quotes here in a minute. I'm gonna see what you think about this. I have a lot of things written down here. So, Vivian, where are you traveling next?
Oh, I'm going to Las Vegas on Friday for a show.
Las Vegas on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. You sound a little quiet. What's wrong? You okay?
Oh yeah, I'm fine.
Are you just thinking, huh?
Yeah.
You have a lot on your mind. You're thinking. You're thinking about a lot of things I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Thinking and taking it in.
Yes. Yes. We're off course. We're off course. And I was watching it. I tell you, I've been watching since October. And it's not in order. Yeah, we're gonna build our economy. Our economy, but listeners, stop being a puppet. Okay, you've been a puppet now. You need to. It's okay to spend money. You know what? After Thanksgiving, get your running shoes on. You want to go spend. But take this time to be thankful. And by the way, every day is Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. But we don't see that. But this is the. You know what? I'm gonna say this right here. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why I'm saying this. I'm gonna tell you exactly why I'm saying this here. You look at. I was saying earlier, Viv, that basically Thanksgiving is a pit stop, and I'll discuss that in a few minutes about why it is a pit stop. But if I go to Bible quotes. So I give, you know, for some people believers, some people not believers, but I always like to give a Bible quote. I tell people I'm not perfect. I'm not a minister. I have a good time, I have fun, but at the same time, I get on my knees. But I'm going to say 1 Timothy 4th chapter, 1st verse, it says, since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. I'm going to say it again. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. And that goes a lot of different ways. You know, you got to understand, receive it with thanks. A lot of things that if someone give you something, maybe it's from their heart. It's okay to receive it and appreciate what they're given. You know, it's okay to receive it. It's okay. You know, you go to 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, 4th through 5th verse, it said, I always thank my God for your for you because of his grace given you in Christ. For in him you have been enriched in every way. Enriched. Enriched. Now, for you guys that's out there, unbelievers, out there running for money and greed all the time. And like I say, it's look, listen, make all the money you can. That's a good thing. But don't forget, don't get greedy and forget how you got there. But God's saying you're enriched. You're enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. People coming rich rich is more than money. If you got a lot of money, I hear greed and your health not right, you're going to take that health. Okay? But he's given us so much that we forget. We tend to forget. And Psalms 9 first, and then I'm gonna talk about some other things here. It's, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And see, that's another thing, too. All that it goes into being thankful. When you're being thankful for certain things, you gotta let people know how you got there, and who you really appreciate, which is God. You know, a lot of things happen to us. We didn't have God in our lives, we wouldn't be where we are right now. The positive things happen. A lot of things happen too, Viv. I think a lot of people get understand and messed up. A lot of things happen
for a reason.
A lot of times in life, you pull back for a reason, Viv.
You know that?
You pull back for a reason. But Bill, I want to say I'm glad you came on the show. I'm gonna do another show, God said the same, next Tuesday, and I'm glad you came on. I'm glad you had a chance to say a few things and whatnot. But again, love you and enjoy Thanksgiving. Eat as much as you can, and you know, look forward to hearing from you some other time on the radio show.
Okay.
And have a happy happy Thanksgiving. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, bye-bye. So that was Vivian. Vivian, go back, way back. I haven't talked to Vivian in quite some time. Glad she called in. But back here on the show, I want to talk to you guys about I mentioned before on the last Thanksgiving show that this is one of those times that, you know, eat as much as you want. I mean, really, eat as much as you want. I mean, I find myself sometimes eating Thanksgiving meal. I go from one house, I go to some relative's house. For some reason, I can't get full on that day. I mean, I just eat. But on the other hand, however, when you're eating, be truly thankful because there are many people are not able to have and would like to have a Thanksgiving meal. See, this is the problem. We don't want to, and like I said, I'm not going to talk about too much about this, but we don't want to give thanks or forgetting to give credit to the Native Americans for their natural doctor healing. I mentioned a while ago, hunting and farming skills that they taught the pilgrims, they taught us. They gifted. As far as the massacre, the evil that was created during that day, just basically, you know, come to my house and whip me in now, I'm gonna kill you for just coming to the house and thank you so much, but now it's time for you. Time for you to die. You know what? Those people right now are burning hell. They're burning hell right now. And for you knucklehead unbelievers, there are some people when they die, they're so evil, they're going straight to hell. Okay? You don't believe that? You don't call me. Talk to my radio show. Send me an email. My email is stevieradio11@gmail.com. You know? I'm not no minister, but I do know that. Okay? For the people that was good and good-hearted, what they had to suffer, God is taking care of them in a righteous way right now. at the end of the day, good always went over bad. Always went over bad. All the time. That's just the way it is. Always went over bad. See, when you given during this Thanksgiving, you have to give others your time. This season, and you see how this works too. We have Thanksgiving and Christmas, but we run into Christmas so fast that, like I said, and I said it, I don't know how many times I said it, but I want you guys to know, we forget about Thanksgiving. But this whole season here is about giving. The season gives gifts that really help, okay? Give others your time. You have to give others your attention. You have to put your devices down during that time, guys, and see and understand. Listen. Pay attention. Appreciative of the others that surround you and the time that you're enjoying with them during this holiday. You know, you have to give others your help. You have to give others your prayer. People will forget what you gave them, but they remember the time you spent with them. See, that's the difference. See, at the end of the day, check this out, guys. If it wouldn't have been for the Native Americans, we wouldn't be here and celebrating Thanksgiving today, you know, enjoying it. Thanksgiving isn't just for today, but every day. Thanksgiving is a pit stop once a year to remind us about all the things you should be careful, be thankful for. I'm going to say it again. Thanksgiving isn't just for today, but every day. Thanksgiving is a pit stop once a year to remind us about all the things you should be thankful for. That's what we have for this holiday. And sadly, we still don't appreciate it. We, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's the food we're drinking, the water, what you're eating. There's a lot of backwards people out there today. We have to get out. We have to get our minds right. But the spirit of Thanksgiving is in us. It's in you. See, it's in you. This lady called in from. I think she called from California. She said that she travels a lot on her job, and a lot of times she's alone doing Thanksgiving. And my co-host, Dr. Stafford, was talking, and he mentioned to her that Thanksgiving is in her. It's a spirit in her, and it's so true. Now, I will say this, you know, we can't forget it. We can't forget it. The giving, God sees it. God sees it. You know, that's the unique thing about us. God can see what's inside of us. We can't. We think we're right. You may be getting a lot of likes on social media and you're getting favored this place and that place. God knows what's inside you. He knows what's in your heart. If you don't have it in your heart, you better get it. You don't care what someone thinks about you or what they're saying about you or what you have or you don't have. At the end of the day, we're not going to be around here long anyway. Every one of us right now, every second you're on your way of dying, every one of us, you're going to die. And what you going to leave behind? If you don't have anything inside you that's good and good hearted and good spirited and being thankful, guess what? You might be looking at the pit. Ain't talking about pit stop, the wrong pit, the hot pit. That's what you better be thinking about. Keep playing. Keep playing having that hatred in your heart. I talked about that last show. Keep forgetting. Keep on. But you think this is a game. You think I'm just on here talking just to be talking. See, I'm not confused about what's going on social media. Confused about out here today, everything is being publicized in a negative, wrong way that's not correct. You see, I'm paying attention. I know. And a lot of other people know. See, at the end of the day, you better get that spirit right. If you're not going to church, you better have some Thanksgiving. Somebody be thankful for something, being nice to somebody, being helpful, you know. Hold on a second, I'm going to turn my music down. This is just jazz. I'm getting... Now, check this out. Thanksgiving is also about family, for sure. However, it's friends also. Many of us have met friends along our journey through life. Truly, a truly good friend and not wanting anything more than that, a true friend. Okay? That's your family also. Enjoying this holiday. You know, you have to enjoy this holiday and let's be truly thankful for what we have. We can't forget what we have. You know, Christmas is coming around the corner. It's coming fast too. I'm looking at Thanksgiving, say Thursday, okay? It'll be over with. If you forgot about being thankful, it's time now to do so. And when you're with your friends, family, you know, truly sit down, you talk about all the things you're thankful for. You think about that. I plan on doing it also. I'm not perfect, but I try to keep my mind and my spirit right as much as I can, because all of us gonna go through a lot of through life, but even some of your hardest times, the trials and tribulations, you still can't forget about this holiday, Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for what I have, and I hope you guys are too. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And holidays can be joyful for many. Holidays can be lonely and depressing for others. I'm going to say it again. Holidays can be joyful for many. And holidays can be lonely and depressing for others. Why? It's a time for communication. Sitting down talking to people when you're doing Thanksgiving. You have to share time and share a plate. Be thankful for what you guys have. Be thankful, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Happy Thanksgiving to all. And let's keep our prayers going for those guys out there in California. And all the loved ones that's lost a family member, friend, etc. Happy Thanksgiving.